Wonderful. I want to talk with you all today, following that screen cover that's been up throughout the service. It says, "Do you love me?" And I think I'm not asking you to ask whether you love me, by the way. It's a question that was put to a disciple by Jesus. And we're going to be looking at the story of Peter, that disciple, which some of you at St. John's School, I know, have been doing around Easter time, some of the story of Peter's denial and all that. And we're going to ask the question, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? And how could I be a follower of Jesus Christ? I think it's good to get some audience participation here. And so what I'm going to be asking you to do, if I can get this iPad to function, yes, very good, is to do some things in threes. And what I wonder is, if I say three cheers for Sheila Stevens, we can say hip hip,
hooray.
Hip hip,
hooray.
Hip hip,
hooray.
Fantastic. Now, I'd like to introduce a little bit of competition, friendly competition, and to ask the orchestra to do the first hooray, and then those who are in this part of the church do the second hooray, and over here the third hooray. We're just going to see whether we can get it to sort of build up a little bit. Okay, so three cheers for Sheila Stevens. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Okay, you're fewer in number, aren't you? So you have to make up for that. Okay, let's try another one then. Do you know, we began with something in the liturgy, which was Christ is risen, he's risen indeed, and then the next word is?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. So what I thought is, we'll do it again. Okay, so the first hallelujah, the second hallelujah, and the third hallelujah, and we'll just see whether we can get the rafters to shake, okay? So Christ is risen, he is risen indeed.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Fantastic. There's just one more. Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Right, let's try it. Oggy, oggy, oggy.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi.
Not bad, not bad. Okay, so before we get into a rugby scrum or anything like that, we're going to look at things that come in threes. When you hear me say the word three or third, you can go bing and put up your hand. When I say the word three, oh, or third. Yay, got it right, okay. Okay, be ready for that because there will be one or two threes. Okay, coming up. Okay, so here we are with the first change of slide. We got Peter who, after the supper that he has with his disciples in the upper room, as they were going off to the Garden of Gethsemane, they had a chat on the way. And Peter said, "Though all the other disciples fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Next. Jesus replied, "Truly I say to you, this very night, before the cockcrow crows, you'll deny me three times that you know me." Peter said, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." Now, that's the Peter attitude, really. He's got it together. We are the 12 disciples. We will not let our master down. And he's beefing up the team. And they all said, by the way, all the disciples said, "Yeah, we'll be with you, Jesus. Yeah." And we do this, don't we, in our sort of way, that we do our very best. Sometimes it's about dressing well. I think this is power dressing, if I'm not mistaken. And there is a power that it's not only male rugby players that can yield, but also women in different ways can yield a power and say, "Yeah, we've got it. Together, you show us we can make it." And then, as we go on, we realize that these men, they are commandos preparing for battle, and they need something of that courage. But they also know, don't they, that actually there will be some who don't come back. And the next slide shows that. that we've had so many scenes in Wootton Bassett, where we realize the brokenness of war, the brokenness of humanity. And the next slide shows us that Jesus was too broken for us. He became part of our humanity, and he suffered what is the result of misjudgment, what is the result of somebody who's been not accepted, but actually crucified. Anyhow, just going back from that event, we have Peter. So he has this conversation with Jesus, where Jesus says that three times, he will deny him. And there is Peter in the courtyard. Next slide. And a woman says, this man was with Jesus too. Another click. And Jesus, Peter says, woman, I don't know him. And going on. Then another man says, you are one of them too. You've got a Galilean accent. And Peter says, no, I do not. I have nothing to do with him. Jesus, meanwhile, is inside the building being, they're trying to find some cause to judge him. And then another woman comes and says, yeah, certainly this man was also with him. I recognized him from the garden. One of them had had their cousin's ear cut off by Peter in the garden. But Peter says, look here, I don't know what you're saying. And at that moment, we had, would you like to do the orchestra part? Could you do this, please, three times? Did we have any pings, by the way? Yes. Yeah, three times Peter had, well done, denied Jesus, just as Jesus had foretold. I'm not sure whether the cockerel actually managed a three as well. And then we go on, and not long after, Jesus on Good Friday was led to be crucified. But on the third day, he rose again from the dead. So we have Friday, one day, Saturday, the second day, and Sunday, the third day. Well done. So that's why we are worshipping here on a Sunday, because it's that Christian day of remembering Jesus rose from the dead. We're going to go on now in the story, because the fishermen went back to their term time activities, like you have done after Easter. You've gone back to school. They went back up to Galilee. And their favorite occupation, because they were trained to do it, was fishing. So Peter said, I'll take you out fishing. But they didn't catch anything all night. And in the morning, they saw this figure who was on the shore, saying to them, why don't you put your net the other side of the boat? Seems a mad but slightly familiar thing to do. So they did. And when they did that, an amazing catch of fish. The nets were so full, they had to get the boats to help them in. And as they were coming in, John, one of the other disciples, said, it's the Lord. And Peter, when he heard that, he jumped in the water and swam to the shore and came to Jesus. Here we are with the next one. Jesus, meanwhile, had been lighting up a barbecue and getting breakfast ready for a barbecue on the beach with the disciples. It was him. He had risen from the dead. And then Jesus, after they'd eaten, took Peter aside. And my next bit of screen script is a paraphrase of John chapter 21, 15 to 19. And we have the story continued. It might be a familiar slide, that in the background. Do you remember that on the way from the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane, they had a conversation, didn't they? So here we go. When they'd finished breakfast and they were all sat around the fire, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you still say that you love me enough to go to the cross with me? So much more than the rest of these people sat here. And Peter answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. That's to say, as well as a friend can love a friend. Jesus said to him, I want you to teach the young and those who are new to faith in me. A second time, Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, do you still say that you love me enough to go to the cross for me? And Peter answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. That's to say, as well as a friend can love a friend. And Jesus said to him, I want you to care for those who believe in me, whatever their age. A third time, Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, are you willing to love me as a friend? Peter was upset when Jesus asked him this the third time. He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I'm your friend. And Jesus said to him, I want you to teach men and women of all ages about me. Jesus continued, Truly I say to you, when you were young, you got kitted out just the way you chose. You came and went just as you wanted. When you're an old man, you will stretch out your hands and you'll be kitted out differently and taken where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to show the sort of death by which Peter would glorify God. And after this, Jesus said to him, Follow me. And it's that bit that I want to talk about just in the remaining few minutes. In the next song that we're going to sing, we've got a first verse which has these words in the white. Love calls me by my name, knowing all my shame, restoring all he made me to be. And we think of how Peter, you know, he went to be that ace disciple, that one that would see everything through in showing his love for Jesus. But he did it in his own strength, didn't he? And in fact, it brought him great shame. When he'd gone away from that courtyard, he was crying bitterly as Jesus looked at him, and they both knew what had happened. But Jesus then restored, in that last line, he restored all that he made Peter, all that he made you and me to be. And then the next verse is, not yet, is, let your gift of love be made known in all that I am. And it's God's gift of love. We want to say to Jesus, I love you. But you know how very often we begin our Christian life, and I speak to myself, as very tentatively saying, I think you're great. I admire you. And then we maybe say, I want to be your friend. And Jesus always says, I want to be your friend. And I say, that was how I began my Christian life. I didn't have it all sewn up. I didn't have like a testimony to give of being a very loving bloke. Not at all. But all I did was I saw what Jesus had done for me. And I took his hand, just the next slide. Just like this. I just said, look, I am a bad sinner. I'm not good. I don't know how to behave really like a Christian should. But I want to take your hand. Because you've done everything for me. You've died on that cross, and you've shown your love for me, and I want to be your disciple. And as I did that, I know that gradually I sense him helping me in my life. And he has been my friend all these years. And actually, you know, I'm beginning to learn what it is to love God. It's a journey, and I've got a whole long way to go. I'm beginning to learn what it means to love my neighbor. And that's a journey. I've got a long way to go. But I encourage you today, I'm just going to put this down to demonstrate something. I'm going to say a prayer, and afterwards, if you have clenched hands, in that you're somebody who hasn't yet released your life into God's hands, to take his hand, then I invite you just to open those hands and to receive the gift of God's love in Jesus. I want you to think about that. It's quite a big expression. I'm going to close my eyes. I don't need to know who you are. And I say that for the rest of us. But if you've not yet given your life to Christ, have those clenched hands, and I'll lead in a prayer. And if at the end you want to say amen truly, for the first time, then open those hands up to receive the Lord. So, Lord God, I thank you for receiving me as your child. I thank you for sending Jesus for me. I'm sorry for all the ways that I haven't known your love or made good your love in my life. But I thank you for dying for me, for sharing that ultimate love, and for sharing your life for me. And I want to receive that life as a child from Father God. Amen. Now, if you did that, and that was a step to God to receive his friendship, then I invite you, as you go out of the church, there is a bowl which is a collection bowl for offerings, but buy it a pens. And you can just take a bit of your sheet and put your name and your telephone number into the collection bowl by tearing off that from the sheet and just writing your name and telephone number. And I'd love to, with our team here, follow you up afterwards just to make contact and to encourage you in your Christian life. Thank you very much. God bless you all.